This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mike Long, chairman of the New York State Conservative Party, which is very much involved in the open race for a House seat in New York's 23rd Congressional District. Right now, the Republican Party is gathering behind Dee Dee Scozzafava, but the Conservative Party in New York says she's way too liberal to get their support, and their candidate, Doug Hoffman, would be a much better representative for the district. And Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
We've heard ever since the 2008 election that the Republican Party needs to decide whether it's going to stay to its conservative roots that worked so well in the 80s and again in 1994, or others say, look, you got to move towards the middle. The electorate is shifting more towards a centrist type of approach, and so a more moderate a choice is the right way to go for the party. Is this a microcosm of that in the 23rd District?
Well, you know, if this was a moderate choice, that would be okay. This is not even a moderate choice by the Republican Congressional Committee, National Republican Congressional Committee. This woman is a very far left wing woman. She, in fact, with our rating system, the Conservative Party of New York, she's an assemblywoman. She attained a 15 out of a possible 100 in our rating system. The leader of the assembly, he's from downtown Manhattan, Sheldon Silver, an extreme liberal guy. He got a 10. All right. She votes more often with the liberals of Manhattan than she does with the Republican conference. Dozens and dozens of Democrats vote to the right of her in the New York State Assembly. She voted to increase taxes 190 times. She voted for gay marriage twice. She's for abortion on demand. She is just not even warm and fuzzy moderate. She is clearly a liberal. She's for card check. She believes in the stimulus program. She is just wrong on issue after issue. And our candidate, Doug Hoffman, who is running on the conservative line, is a Republican, and he will sit with the Republicans when, in fact, he wins this election. And this election is boiling down to just two candidates, either the Democratic liberal or Doug Hoffman, who is the conservative-minded Republican who I believe will garner Democratic votes, independent votes, conservative votes, and moderate votes.
In terms of the three names on the ballot now, some say, well, all the Democrats have one candidate and Republicans are going to be fighting over these two. You seem to think that Hoffman will have the advantage, though, come Election Day. How do you think he's going to overcome that potential divide?
He's been endorsed by the Political Club for Growth. He's been endorsed by the American Conservative Union. We are now up and running with our TV and radio ads. We are moving forward. And this is not a left-wing district, okay? And while she is a registered Republican, really a rhino, she's a Republican in name only, she actually sat down with the Democrats before this special election took place to discuss with them whether or not she'd run on a Democratic line for Congress.
How would you describe the district? You mentioned it's not liberal-leaning. John McHugh, who was appointed Secretary of the Army, obviously a Republican for many years. And there aren't many Republican districts and conservative districts left in New York State on the congressional map. So how important is this race?
I would think this is moderate to conservative district. It's been hit hard on the economy. Doug Hoffman understands that taxes is the enemy. Spending continues that the process of decline for jobs in the district. He's a guy who has worked his entire life, built businesses in this congressional district. He has about a dozen different businesses in the district. He's raised his family in the North Country. He served the military in the North Country, which is the 23rd congressional district. He more clearly reflects the hardworking people of the district, and he understands how to create jobs in this district.
What's the money situation like? Obviously, the NRCC here in Washington is getting behind Scozzafava. What is Mr. Hoffman, what is your party able to do for him financially?
Well, we have our limited resources, but we're very fortunate in that Doug Hoffman has been endorsed by the Political Club for Growth, which clearly is one of the most outstanding conservative Republican organizations, an organization that stands for principle and understands how important it is for the future of the country to elect a person like Doug Hoffman. They're financing them to the fullest, and we're doing very well now. They've turned the lights on in this campaign and made things happen.
As you may have seen today, sir, the NRCC releasing a statement from the former chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the group of House conservatives, Jeb Hensarling of Texas. He says he's getting behind Scott Zafava because he says he's backing the only Republican who can win. And he says if the Republicans lose this seat, Nancy Pelosi gets it for a generation. How do you respond to that?
Well, I respond to that, that if in fact, Dede Scott Zafava was to win this seat, and she's not going to win it, she's not even going to be close in this race. But if she was to win it, it would be only a matter of time that she will flip her registration and she will become a Democrat. She is a female all-inspector, and that's exactly what she is. Her voting record is atrocious in New York State. What's happened here, they all have their helmets on, and they're charging forward without really looking at her record. If this is the type of Republican Party they want, a woman who's had the Work and Family Party endorsement for the last 4 years, which is really the political arm of Acorn in New York State, then, in fact, we're really on the wrong step. And then the people who are donating money to the Republican National Congressional Committee, they believe their money's going for a conservative vision and a conservative revolt. It's not going to a conservative revolt. It's going to a far-left liberal, Dede Scott Zafava.
You mentioned, Mike, that she had flirted a little bit with running on the Democratic ticket. What do you know about why the GOP picked her if she's so out of line with traditional Republican positions?
Well, what happened here is, and you know, the one part of the decision was correct. Of the candidates that were running, there was five other Republicans besides Dede that wanted to run for Congress. The Conservative Party could have supported any one of the five. It wasn't do it our way or the highway, but the least likely one that we thought would be selected was Dede. The Republicans picked her because she was an elected official, and they felt she had the best name recognition. Well, you know what? That's true. But she had the worst voting record. She's a typical Albany politician who voted for more pork barrel projects, member items in New York State, and once again, as I said, voted to raise taxes 190 times. That's why they picked her. They made a mistake. They didn't look at her record. It was done locally with the assistance of the Republican National Congressional Committee. They were blindsided by this, and they don't know how to stand up for principle and say, we made a mistake, we shouldn't finance this race, we shouldn't send people's hard-earned money that give us the contributions for a conservative revolt and spend it to get a liberal elected who voted for gay marriage twice.
Last question, but it's a two-parter, Mr. Long. When is Election Day, and what are the polls showing right now?
Election Day is on November 3rd. And there was, while it's not been released yet, but it's been on the wire, there's been an internal poll in the Republican Congressional Committee, National Congressional Committee, that shows Dede slipping, now falling into second place. Hoffman moving a little bit, not great, and that's my count. I'm being honest with you because we weren't on the air. We're now on the air. And she is tumbling down, and they are panicking. And we've released our poll, and our poll showed very clearly that we were behind. Poll done by John McLaughlin Associates showed that we were behind, but showed that if we were properly financed, talked about the right issues, talked about conservative values, we could win this race in a three-way race. And that's exactly what we're doing now, and we are moving forward.
Well, certainly a major race to keep track of come Election Day, November 3rd. Mike, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Mike Long is chairman of the New York State Conservative Party. It's candidate Doug Hoffman taking on Democrat Bill Owens and Republican nominee Dede Scott Zafava in just a few weeks. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.